Man, so many technical difficulties today. The trying to play a PSA and it won't even work. Oh my God. Finally.
You are listening to CGSF 90.1 broadcasting live from up on Burnaby Mountain. At CGSF, we air public service announcements for not-for-profit community groups, organizations, and events, and we encourage you to submit a PSA and to please send it by email to cjsfpsa@sfu.ca. Be sure to include the details, like the name and contact information for the organization, date, time, location, and a short description of the event or service. Send your PSA information to cjsfpsa@sfu.ca.
And welcome back. That last track was, what did I just play? I don't remember. Al Gorning Cadwallader. Something like Spitting, I think it was, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Man, I'm having so much trouble with the system today. I mean, that's at no fault of the radio station. I feel like they're using the resources that we have, but I feel like it's all the more incentive to donate when it comes to the fund drives and whatnot. But man, I just feel like everything's super slow sometimes, and like I'm having trouble with just loading some PSAs. It's like it's missing the source format, the source file for it. A little annoying, but anyways, donate to FunDrive when it comes around so I can have a better computer. I've been gaming a lot lately, and I've been thinking a lot about like, well, because I've been watching a lot of like, they call them frag movies. I feel like that's also kind of a dated way to describe it, but for context, like a frag in a video game is like, oh, you kill somebody, you know, it's like a point on the scoreboard for you, you know, you get a frag. I also like, you know, frag grenades, you know. Anyways, they call them like frag movies, which is also kind of dated. I feel like it's like an early CSGO kind of thing where people are editing together their like clips of like them, you know, getting a five piece and acing or something or another. But I'm thinking about frag movies a lot and sort of like the overlap, because I think some in my head, it's I've been playing a lot and I've been getting kind of some clips, and it's like, oh, it'd be kind of really funny to like edit all my like my little pop off moments together into a frag movie and put some like music to it. But it's very similar to skateboarding a little bit, in the same way that you kind of edit your best pieces and try to make some sort of vibe with a song that you've picked out and whatnot and play it all together. I've been thinking a lot about like something kind of like trying to film my skating a little bit, and like, you know, I've been pushing alt, pushing my alt F10 key for my NVIDIA Shadow Play to get my clip on my hard drive, which is taking up way too much space on my hard drive, mind you. And it's like, it'd be really cool to like make a little Instagram edit of like skate clips and like skate clips and some like Apex Legends clips would be kind of pretty hard. Not even gonna lie to you, but, and also I feel like I'm in like a bit of a minority. I like to toot my own horn a little bit, but I feel like I'm part of a niche that is like an overlap between skateboarding and like being really into video games. I feel like that's like a little bit more of a niche, but I digress. I feel like it'd be really cool together, but I just feel like I don't really know how they would sort of match up, just because, like, for one, like, the music that you pick is, like, pretty important to the sort of overall aesthetic of, like, your edit, you know, whether it be skateboarding or, like, a frag movie otherwise. And I think that, like, video games, especially these FPS games, kind of have, like, they kind of have, like, there's, like, a meta to the vibe, you know, like, in the same way that skateboarding does. I mean, I was talking to my friends in Victoria about this recently, and we're talking about how right now, you know, the contemporary skater making an edit, you know, he wears all black and he's kind of, like, you know, looks like he could be Flo for hockey, you know, and, like, he kind of, like, it's, like, a lot of, like, post-rock or, you know, depending where you are, like, a lot of like sort of Midwest emo, and it's like maybe some hip hop, but like, I don't know. I feel like, frag movies kind of have like their own sort of aesthetic to it, where it's kind of like a little bit more like, maybe I want to say like electronic music, maybe a little bit more like trap rap focused, which I'm not really sure is always the aesthetic for skateboarding, just because like, I think it's like definitely hip hop, but like, I don't know, very few times do you see a video or somebody's, like, skating to, like, don't know. Well, yes and no. I feel like no one's really skating to some, like, Travis Scott song, you know, but, you know, I think it's, like, you know, obviously, like, 90s style hip-hop is really popular. Obviously, there's the odd Instagram edit with some trap song, you know, but I don't know. I'd like to see the overlap between those two, because I think it'd be really cool together, you know? Also, I think that, like, video gaming has its, like, meta based on maybe sort of adjacent cultures. Like, I think there's, like, a bit of an anime weeb meta to, like, making your frag movies and whatnot, but I think it'd be really cool to see them together. I have this vision of just, like, you know, like a very seamless transition between a frag and a skate clip. It's like, oh, I don't know, like, I can already think about, like, the Wingman's inspect animation, which is, like, him twirling the gun, and it's, like, that transitioning into a board twirling would be really, really funny, you know? But maybe. Those are big, big hoop dreams for some frag movies. I don't know, I gotta get my gaming up, you know? I haven't been playing enough ranked. I'm still a gold Andy. Anyways, on to some more music here. Right after, if it works, right after this show promo here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Oh, please work. Oh, let's go.
Welcome to the ACC African Caribbean Connection with your host, Captain DJ Red Eyes, with the most right here at 90.1 FM CJSF. You can also check us out on www.cjsf.ca. African Caribbean Connection, each and every Saturday from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. right here on your radio dial, 90.1 FM.
Honey.
welcome back. That last track was Hermit. Unemployment just hit here on CGSF 90.1 FM. I'm coming down to the bottom of my hour this week, so I'm going to play my last track. But if you like what you heard, be sure to tune in again. I'm going to be away next week, but I will be back the following week, same time, Thursdays at noon. For my last track, I got Really, Really Light by the New Pornographers here on CGSF 90.1 FM. See ya.
Trying to